Welcome to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. As you navigate the USAID landscape for the first time or seek to sharpen your skills, we're here to provide the guidance you need to navigate the unique challenges of this role. Host Dr. Donna Vincent Roa, an experienced Chief of Party and trailblazer in development innovation, will guide your journey.
Hello, esteemed leaders. I'm Donna Vincent Roa, and today we're dissecting a critical aspect of leadership in development and humanitarian assistance. It's USAID reporting. As a Chief of Party, you and your team's reporting ability effectively bridges the gap between action and perception, turning your progress into compelling narratives. We all seek for our reports to transcend the mundane and showcase vivid accounts of impact. Now, how do we do that? Let's navigate in today's episode the nuances of clear communication that does more than tick boxes. It tells the story of your project's heart and soul. Yes, it can be done. This episode zeroes in on the alchemy of reporting, crafting clear, concise, and captivating updates highlighting your USAID project's strategic journey. In this episode, we'll delve into techniques for timely, accurate reporting that documents and celebrates your milestones, turning potential challenges into powerful narratives of resilience and success. Strategic reporting in international development and humanitarian assistance is not just an administrative duty. It's a profound communication tool. And the only way to elevate your outputs is to ensure you have a technical staff first with solid writing skills. And my personal belief is that every project should employ writers, real writers, a writer whose title is writer, including staff writers as key personnel on every USAID project would make me happy. My experience? Writers can significantly enhance the effectiveness of a project. Writers can distill complex ideas and processes into understandable language. They can help you as a leader ensure that communication is clear and accessible to all stakeholders. I love my writers. They can help us craft a narrative surrounding the project. They can help us shape how our project is perceived internally and externally. This kind of skill set can be critical for branding and public relations efforts and much more. I find that writers, well, and those who write really well, are instrumental in enhancing communication, ensuring clarity, and contributing to the overall success of a project. I need a writer on my team. I don't think I'd have it any other way. According to the Project Management Institute, clear communication is paramount and directly linked to project success. Effective reports outline what's been achieved and why those achievements matter. These narratives connect each outcome to USAID's broader vision of sustainable impact. This narrative approach can transform your reports from mere updates to compelling stories that underscore your work's human element and transformative impact. In the realm of project storytelling, how will your reports rise above the fray to not just inform, but also to engage and move your audience? All reports should be initiated with specificity and end with a flourish. How can we achieve that? First, ensure your reports are laser-focused on your key objectives, and then pepper your narrative with qualitative vignettes that bring the data to life. Confront challenges. Confront them head-on. Talk about them. Articulate the strategies that you, as Chief of Party, put in place to navigate them. And, importantly, highlight the lessons that will inform future endeavors. At the Partnerships Incubator, one of the things that we did was to ask our COR if we could add a final lessons learned report. Our activity was set up as a pilot, and we knew, given the chance for so much innovation and so much testing and piloting of ideas, that we would have a plethora of lessons learned. And we do. We will have a final project report that focuses on all the lessons we learned throughout our 5 years as a project. Now, don't forget visuals. They can also be a powerful ally in helping you to tell your story. We find success in using infographics and charts to distill complex data into a compelling visual story. I remember on a previous project where I was chief of party, we presented a poster to one of USAID leaders who ended up hanging it in his office because of all that we achieved within our project. That was a proud moment, a simple one, but a proud moment. Embrace transparency in your communication and really work hard with your writers to maintain a consistent narrative thread throughout your reporting. This kind of approach is not only strategic, but it will build credibility and will foster an environment where your stakeholders are not just observers, but are active participants in the work that you do. Remember that your reporting can be a canvas for innovation and impact, a gallery where the art of your team's hard work, resilience, and breakthroughs are on full display for all stakeholders to appreciate and remember. And who doesn't want that? Donna Vincent Roa here, your partner chief of party, encouraging you to make every word count in the narrative of change. Farewell. I'm signing off. Have a great week.
Thank you for tuning in to the Chief of Party to Chief of Party. Success in your first 90 days microcast. Your go-to source for insightful, actionable guidance that can shape the success of your project. Let's continue to drive change and create impact. One USAID-funded project at a time.